out of bed this morning, got in my car and turned the key. Then I called out of work and I went back to bed because the needle was on E. I can't afford my gasoline. The prices have become obscene. There are 5 cents a day who has that kind of green. I can't afford my gasoline. I've got a friend who bought a Hummer.
Humvee, yeah.
One of those gigantic trucks.
He don't give a dumb.
But he can't drive since he maxed out his credit card.
For him.
Because his mileage really sucks.
6 whole miles.
He can't afford his gasoline. The prices have become obscene. Too bad he had to buy that gasoline machine. He can't afford his gasoline. Who are the people making money?
Back them chips.
While the rest of us are hurting.
Choose gas or food.
Big oil companies, their shareholders and friends.
My bad.
Go ask those guys at Halliburton.
I'll scratch your.
We can't afford our gasoline. The prices have become obscene. We can't afford our gasoline. We can't afford our gasoline. The prices have become obscene. You'll get screwed at the pump, so bring your Vaseline. We can't afford our gasoline.
That hybrid car doesn't seem so queer after all.
Was this legitimate?
I've been asked to call him at least 2 to 3 times a day since Sunday when the evacuees began arriving. And I can just give you a quick rundown of how processing occurs. When folks when the plane lands at Sky Harbor Airport in Phoenix, there is an emergency triage assessment where we're looking for folks who have emergency medical needs, individuals who are in severe diabetic, risk of coma, people who may have communicable diseases. And about 50 people so far have been taken directly to the hospital from the airport. Other individuals are then placed in a bus, and the bus takes individuals from the airport to the Coliseum, which is about a 15-minute ride. Once folks get to the Coliseum, they're given a hot shower, food. They get to pick out a cot, a bed with blankets and pillows and such. Every person in the Phoenix Coliseum gets a state-issued ID card that, of course, gives them access to be all over the Coliseum.
But the question is, why can't citizens take some of these people into their homes if they want to?
Well, I think that the issue for most evacuees is that they want to get into their own apartments. And I've had the pleasure and the luck to be able to talk with many, many of the evacuees who are now my new constituents. And they're interested in staying at the Coliseum for a short time and then being transitioned into apartment homes. As I'm sure you and other listeners know, folks over at the Superdome in Texas are already being transitioned to apartments. There's already over 1,000 people who've gotten into apartments in less than a week. And we're moving on the same type of schedule here in Phoenix.
1,000 people in a week when they've got how many thousands of people in there?
Well, within 1 week, I think that's pretty impressive. I mean, my experience, again, before I was a state representative, I was a social worker, and I can tell you that...
Hold on just a moment. I want to talk to you some more about this. We're right back at the Ed Schultz Show. America, taking place in communities. The radio station which I broadcast from, they got 2 big semis out there that they're filling up. And so you're asked to stop by, and from all over the country, you drop stuff off there. You think we got people driving across the country? All right, I want to go back to this state representative from Phoenix for just a moment. Can you tell us why there are armed guards outside this facility?
Well, yeah. I mean, I will say the first time I drove into the facility, because I've been going in and out several times every day, I saw a gun and I thought, oh, don't shoot me. And I actually asked the guys, I said, guys, why do you have guns? And they said that they were concerned and that the governor was concerned that some people would try to come into the Coliseum and take advantage of those individuals who were evacuees. Now, I will say we've been very, very lucky. There hasn't been any incident of violence. There's been no incident of anyone trying to take the supplies because there are many. There's so many supplies at the Coliseum. But we've had no problems with it at all.
Take advantage of the people inside? Okay. Now, why is it that people aren't allowed in? That they're being separated. The caller Martin, who from Phoenix just a few moments ago, said he went over there. He was denied access to any of these people, and he's willing to help out.
Yeah, the lines, when you get to the Coliseum, the lines for the cars to get in is about, it's a good 20, 30-minute wait to get in. And I've been able to get in and out, obviously, because I'm a state representative and these are my constituents, and I've been trying to use that access to try and help folks, listeners of Air America here in Phoenix, get items and supplies quickly and much more accessible to the evacuees in the Coliseum. But I think it actually makes sense that we're not letting anyone in the whole, state just kind of walk on in. For folks who have been into the Coliseum, the minute you walk in, that place is full. I mean, it is full. Now, it's clean. It's well kept.
Are you a liberal progressive?
I am the most liberal legislator in the entire state of Arizona.
I cannot believe that you feel that it's okay to impede on people's freedoms like this.
Well, Ed, I think if you were there at the Coliseum...
No, I was there. I was in Gulfport, Mississippi. I've seen the devastation, and I've seen the people who need the help.
Yes,
I mean, are you supporting how this government is absolutely managing these people right now? This is social engineering.
I think the state of Arizona is doing an absolutely phenomenal job. And I can't speak for the rest of the country or for any other state, but I will say this, that Arizona is doing an absolutely phenomenal job. Folks, within 2 hours of getting into the Coliseum have had hot meals, shower, new clothes, and have had one-stop shopping for all public services here in Arizona. So they're getting unemployment insurance, they're getting cash assistance, they're getting WIC, which is Women, Infants, and Children, all the social services that I actually used to help provide as a social worker. This is happening right now at the Coliseum. Now, I will say this, that I also did a lot of mental health provision in my previous career as a master's level social worker, and people are in total states of shock. And so there are mental health professionals all around the Coliseum helping individuals as they're going through extreme grief and trauma. And I think that there is some concern, valid concern, that if anyone who wanted to come into the Coliseum could, well, first of all, half the state of Arizona would be there because Arizonans love to help and Arizonans want to help. And so because of that, people are driving over offering their assistance to the Coliseum and to those evacuees. And I think that's an amazing, wonderful thing. But let's also remember that these are people who are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. And because of that, they need to have very...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'm not going to let you get away with that. I mean, you're broad-brushing these people as if they're absolutely incompetent and can't do anything for themselves.
No, not at all.
Give me a break. You know, what you're trying to do is prop up the social structure here. No, I'm serious. That's what it sounds like. You're painting this beautiful picture about how these people are just absolutely having no problems whatsoever, but they've been in these facilities for over a week.
Well, first of all, here in Arizona, people have been in our facility since Sunday. We had two plane loads that arrived Sunday, and we had several planes that arrived on Monday. So people have been here for 3 to 4 days in Arizona, not for over a week. So, and again, I can't speak for other states, and I can't speak for how other states are dealing with their events.
Well, Martin, who drove by, he disagrees with you on that. There was a lady that called the program yesterday that disagrees with what's going on in that. But these are your...
Well, if those individuals are interested, they can feel free to contact me at my office, which is accessible online, and folks know how to get a hold of me. Everyone knows how to get a hold of me.
Okay.
And if they'd like to actually enter the Coliseum with me, we can certainly arrange that. And I think that they'll leave speaking a story that talks of how amazing the job has been done here in Arizona.
Okay.
We have really, really, I am so proud of the work, not only that people like myself and the listeners of Air America Radio, but also the governor of our state and our state agencies. And in fact, I teach over at ASU in the School of Social Work, and I was talking with some of my students last
Don't tell me how great Arizona's government is. You people down there can't even protect a border. So I mean, you're vanillaizing this thing in an incredible manner and doing a great job. I can see why you're an elected official. But the fact is, you've got some people who disagree with your assessment of what is unfolding at this facility. And so I hope it all works. I appreciate your call and your time.
Well,
and
Ed, I guess the only thing I'd like to say is you should talk to some more listeners from Air America Phoenix, because I think that they would probably disagree with your characterization of my political leanings. As
I mentioned, I am the most liberal in the state. Okay, that's good. I'm glad you're liberal. That's good. We need more of them around. But I'm not going to run cover for these organizations that are managing these people when they're frustrated. And they want to get out and get moving.
And I cannot speak for other states, but I can tell you this. Folks in Arizona are being taken care of. We're having a job fair at the Coliseum tomorrow and Thursday. I will be there. I will be there tomorrow and Thursday. We are getting people connected with jobs. Kids are entering school. Kids already started school this morning. These are kids who just got here on Monday, which is a holiday. Here it is Wednesday morning. They're already in school with backpacks, new clothes, and ready to go.
We're transitioning people
into housing starting as early as the end of next week. So, like I said, I can't speak for other states, but I can tell you here in Arizona, whatever the failings of our state government are in other areas, and I'm not going to argue with that because we certainly have our shortcomings in major areas, but on this issue, we are doing a great job.
All right.
And I challenge anyone who's been in the Coliseum to disagree with me.
I'll take your word for it based on being an elected official. Thank you.
All right. 1-877-934-6833.
Let's go to Brent in Los Angeles. You're up.